Backcourt side of the Frank Kearns broadcast table, Georgia Southern on the strength of a 25-0 run through the middle and late portion of the first half, defeats Troy 86-57, largest conference victory for the Eagles since February of 2016 when they took down Arkansas State by 31 here at Hanner. Now joined by head coach Mark Byington on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up. We've got to start with that timeout that you called. You were down 21-11 at the 10-13 mark, and Troy had just scored 17 straight points. What did you say to change that game for the final 30 minutes?
Well, if you kind of saw what was going on, and you got to give sometimes the other team a credit, they were making plays. You know, Troy made some incredible threes during that segment. And you know what? The bad thing was we gave up an offensive rebound putback. Yeah. That's controllable by us. And we made a defensive mistake. They got cut behind us, and then we took like one bad shot, maybe two bad shots. So we just had to go back and lock in the possession. Settle back into our defense. And I love the fact that when I looked at our guys, you know, they were looking right back and they were fine. There was no panic. And, you know, I challenged them about responding after Saturday. You know, that Saturday wasn't easy. I thought they had a great attitude. We came back Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And you know, sometimes there was negativity kind of around the guys. But I love the fact that they just got positive with each other. They came back and got to work, and it showed today.
As part of that 25-0 run, Isaiah Crawley made three straight threes, but the third one was maybe the most noteworthy. He didn't get the offensive rebound, but he kept it alive for, I think it was Simeon Carter that ended up with it, and then he replaces to the left corner and makes that third. Scott Cross calls the timeout. He's not known for the three-point shooting, but he just got hot.
Yeah, you know what? He's worked hard at it. And he's put a lot of time in, and I think, you know, you're seeing him just kind of get healthier and healthier. And you know, so the last five games, you're kind of seeing the true Isaiah Crawley. You know, he fought through a really bad ankle injury. He missed us four games. Then he came back and helped us win a couple and fought through and then, you know, played at Georgia and played at Texas school. And he wasn't 100%. And now he's moving better, feeling more confident. And because this summer, I mean, he was making a lot of shots. And it's not the best part of his game, but, you know, he definitely can make some threes and made some timely ones. And it was a nice spurt he put us on there. I mean, it was like a Reggie Miller spurt.
Oh, by the way, he has a double-double, 18 points, 10 rebounds. Quan scores 21 points. He was out here all warm-up, working on threes, and then he goes 9 of 10 from 2. I thought that was kind of wild.
Yeah, I think Quan's been in a nice mental set now, not just this game. I think you can go back, you know, multiple different games. And the thing about Quan Jackson is, you know, he has scoring nights, you know, and he has, you know, great scoring nights. But he does so many other things on the court. And the thing about that really impressed me tonight was in our zone defense, he was everywhere, getting steals and active. And, you know, he was a great presence. And that I thought that really got us going. And then he kept attacking. He kept attacking throughout the game and had his chance to get to the rim. You know, he had some threes that he'll probably normally make and knock down. But I just love it. I thought he had great mentality, and I think he's had a great mentality here now for a couple weeks.
21 points off 15 forced turnovers. You talk about being able to get into the matchup zone and force all of those deflections. What is the key to not just being able to have an effective zone defense, but also disrupt a team that was as good as passing as Troy is, like we talked about pregame?
Yeah, Troy's hard to guard. And, you know, they do on their man offense, they run it with great pace. And, you know, they really move well and they space you out. And then they can drive the ball and shoot threes. So, you know, they're hard to keep track of. And, you know, our zone, we kind of found guys a little bit better. Our man was good at times. But they are a difficult team on the offensive end just because they have so many shooters on the court and so many versatile guys can drive the ball as well.
You get a chance to get some revenge on South Alabama coming up on Saturday at 4 o'clock. We'll be live at 3:30. They are still battling with Georgia State. It is actually a one-point game. South Al trailing by one with less than 10 seconds left. South Alabama just committed a foul, so Georgia State's going to be going to the free throw line. That was a game that you guys would say that you were maybe not dominating, but you were in control of early in the second half. You were up by 10, but you were working with a shorter rotation. Now with things starting to figure themselves out a little bit, you're going to get David Lee back on Saturday. That should be a nice little boost.
Yeah, you know, he's done a great job of staying focused while he wasn't playing, and we're excited to have him back. There's a couple games here recently where we really wish we had him. We need another ball handler and a senior, and so I think he's excited to be back. I know the guys are. We need the other body. South Alabama, you know, if they're not the most talented team in the league, they're right there.
Yeah.
They are extremely, extremely talented. All conference players everywhere and good players, older guys, a bunch of seniors. So it was a hard-fought game down at Mobile, and I expect nothing else here on Saturday.
Georgia Southern with its fifth comeback win this year of at least 10 points. They were down 21-11. They end up winning by a final score of 86-57. Mark, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, thank you.